Hi, folks. You're listening to Talk Radio X. It's wonderful. It's equally.
PBS presents this program in color.
Welcome to the Radio Dan Show. Who's that star? Why, Radio Dan.
Welcome, everybody. It is, what's today? It's Tuesday. Tuesday night. Welcome to the Radio Dan Show. I am your host, Radio Dan. And this is the show where I sit and go on and on. No. It's a different on and on there, Jessica. I go on and on about movies and pop culture and other things that are just absolutely essential and vital to your existence. Not listening to this show could be fatal. All right. Tuesday night, and today happens to be February 20th. It is 2007. Mark that day on your calendar because it's a very exciting night here. People have just been going, they're just going mad here in the studio because we have a guest. And last night we had a special guest, Eddie Carroll. He came on and he was fantastic. And I got a lot of good positive feedback on that. And tonight we have another guest that I think is going to be equally exciting.
Well, I in no way want to downplay tonight's guest, because I'm very excited, but tell me some feedback we got about Eddie Carroll.
Oh, well, there was a few people who heard, you know, we podcast.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't usually talk about it too much, but if you, I think it's radiodanshow.podomatic.com.
Is it automatic?
That would be...
No.
But if you go there, then you can find old, you know... A few of our old shows are up there.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway, yes, there were some. We had a number of downloads today,
uh-huh.
And I heard from two people who told me that it was a very good Joe.
A very good Joe?
I know.
Joe Blow?
It's because I got Joe Blow on the brain, man. I can't help it.
All right, so it was a very good show. That's awesome.
Yes.
So that's is that our first feedback from the podcasting?
Thank you,
podcasters.
Thank you from the podcasting community.
Thank you from the podcasting of my heart.
Yeah, you know what's funny? We've only been podcasting for a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we've been doing the show for like 8 months. So
I can't believe it.
So I think maybe some people out there might think, oh, this is like a brand new show. But no.
No.
See, now the funny thing is they're probably giving us a pass on the crappiness that we provide on a regular basis. Oh, well, it's brand new. Maybe I shouldn't tell people that we've been doing this for like 8 months.
Oh, that's true.
I know.
Shut up.
They're going to be like, man, 8 months and it still stinks?
Yeah, they should have heard our first couple shows.
Oh, man, those were just like awful. Oh, man, you hear that and you just think,
oh, my God.
What a bunch of crap.
That's okay. Let's stop talking about the show.
Okay.
And start doing the show.
All right. Well, before I go ahead and I do the show and I start talking about all the things that I enjoy that give me, you know, reason for living, let's get some of the technicalities out of the way. And that is when I turn to the intern here. By the way, say hi to everybody, intern Jess.
Hello.
Jessica?
Yes.
What's on your mind this evening?
Well,
it's better be good while you're ho-hoing.
Well, All right. I take a little drift away from the pop culture.
Okay.
Because not every day is very pop culture to me. Sometimes I just live.
Okay.
Sometimes I go to work and things happen to me.
Some days I just live.
Some days I just gotta be me.
God, you sound like you're in a musical. Go ahead.
So does that mean I can't start breaking out and dancing in song?
No.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, God.
No.
None of that. Please, continue.
Okay, so at the 9 to 5 today,
uh-huh.
Right before lunch. Okay.
Yes.
There's a fire drill.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Normally, we know about the fire drill a little bit before the fire drill, like a few days or a week or so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They have to post that stuff usually.
But nobody knew about it. So,
okay,
we get outside and everybody's talking and and they're saying, you know, this isn't really a fire drill. We think that there's something wrong.
That it's an actual fire.
That it's an actual fire.
Okay.
Sure enough, there is smoke coming from the back of the building.
Really?
And it's like, it starts off small, you know, you don't really notice it. We thought it was a couple of the smoking gals who didn't notice the loud...
The smoking gals! And is that what they're like?
No.
Hey, honey, I heard you got married.
Don't worry, it's just us.
Go ahead.
But sure enough, it's like getting darker and blacker and it's getting thick and... It's smoking, and it's filling the sky, and,
uh-huh.
And we started to worry. So, sure enough, the fire hunks came.
Fire hunks?
And a couple of not-so-fire hunks.
Oh, see, you know what, but some of the not-so-fire hunks, they still risk their lives just as equally, don't they?
They just don't look quite as good doing it.
I see. So they risk their lives, just not in a sexy way.
Just...
By the way, if anybody wants to get in touch with the show, 661-349-TALK is the number to call in. Also, you can send us an IM. It's Radio Dan Show on AIM.
Oh, it's Radio Dan Show.
Yes, I changed that because it makes more sense that way, don't you think? Radio Dan Show rather than Radio Dan TRX.
True.
Right?
Maybe the Radio Dan Show.
Well, we don't need to make it any longer than it already is.
Oh, true.
Maybe, why don't we call it the Wonderful Fantabulous Radio Dan Show?
Well, then that'd be a lie, wouldn't it?
Oh! Please continue your story that's boring people to tears.
Well, it turns out it was just something in the back of the building that was smoking, so we were all freaking out for no reason.
That's your whole story?
That's my whole story.
It was a fire drill.
It was a real fire.
But it was a real fire, but
it was a real not fire.
Yeah. Well, thanks. That's it.
Listen, it was exciting.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I was very excited.
Man. Okay. All right. Very
they
good.
Can't all be gems.
Yeah, apparently not. Apparently not. So, Jessica, you know, we are just lagging way behind in some of our serial shows. We haven't watched 24 yet, and we're also behind on Heroes. And these are shows that we normally watch. Although, you know what, this year for me, 24 is, you know, it's like okay. It's like good, but, you know, I don't know. It's just not as good. Like, every year it seems to go down just a little bit. Like, it's just not quite as good as it was the year before. And I think now, 6 years in, it's a noticeable difference from the first two.
Well, let me ask you something.
Ask away.
What happens when I like a song?
Oh, my God. You play it to death. You're extremely nauseating.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, it's still a good song, right?
To you, yes.
Oh, so good songs that I play to death, they
right.
all of a sudden become bad songs to you.
Well, no. You're just assuming that I like all these songs. I don't want to go ahead. All right, look, you went ahead and you played the Lady Sovereign song to death.
Oh, well, you didn't like that from the beginning.
I wouldn't call that a very good song.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a song that you enjoy.
Okay, go ahead.
God, be on the same page as me, man.
I know. It's just my job to be contrarian. Please continue.
Well, I think that's what 24 has become with me. You know, but only it's the type of thing where it's not the same episode every time. But, you overplay it, and it's awesome.
Right.
And then you just get tired of it. Like, I'm tired of having heart attacks once a week.
Yeah, but it doesn't start until January. They give you a nice long break in between. See, this year there have been a number of times where I've said, okay, no, that's ridiculous even for 24.
Well, I tell you what, the whole... All right, I like, what's his name, Wayne? Wayne Palmer?
Yes, Wayne Palmer.
Dwayne Jones!
And his name is, yes, that's a Florida reference, sorry.
Sorry. So, yeah, that whole, the awesome president's brother is now the president.
Yeah, we got no real explanation as to how this happened.
No, we don't.
I would love to have seen, like, him in a debate or something, because he doesn't seem particularly presidential.
He's like, what, 27 years old?
He seems brother of presidential.
Yeah.
That's what he seems like, right?
And he always has this look on his face.
Well, that's
every time.
That's because he's trying to be very serious.
And the whole presidential sister thing. Where did this sister come from?
I'll tell you where she came from. She came from 227, and don't think I don't remember, okay, that she was on 227. And every time I see her, Regina King, whether it's in Jerry Maguire or anywhere else.
Oh, that's where
I always think, oh, man, there she was on 227, and she was on my nerves back then.
Show me the money.
Yeah, but she didn't say that.
No, but her husband did.
Okay.
And you know what that meant. That meant she was saying it to him.
Yeah, that's true. She was. All right. Do you have anything else on 24?
No, but I thought that was a really good way to put it. Don't you? It's like a really good song. And then
I think there's just a number of things that I've seen this year that I didn't like. Like the whole thing with Curtis, I just didn't buy that. I literally was like, okay, this is just an absurd twist to me.
Yeah.
It's just too much. Come on. Now Jack's got to kill him. Yes.
Yeah. No. If I don't see another episode of 24, I don't know if it's just this year or if it's ever, I'm okay with it.
Maybe they could redeem it if they brought back Kim and then they had, like, that tiger chasing her around in the bushes. Remember that?
I think it was a mountain lion.
Whatever it was chasing her and she ran into the arms of Kevin Dillon.
I was going to say Matt Dillon's brother.
Speaking of brother of something. Because Matt Dillon would be something and then Kevin Dillon would be brother of something, right?
I can't stand Matt Dillon.
What did he ever do to you? You're just upset because he was so rude. He was such a bully in My Bodyguard. Is that what it is?
No.
You just can't separate the actor from the role. That's what it is. But you thought he was good in Crash?
Did I think he was good in Crash? No, he was... all right, yes. I thought he did a very good performance in Crash.
Well, that's what the question is.
I'm sorry.
It's not like, do you want to hang out with the character?
When you said, did you think he was good?
No, he was a racist and he was a dick.
Did you think he was a good guy in Crash?
Yeah, no, he was not.
No, it's the opposite. Honey, what are you thinking of? You're thinking of Brendan Fraser.
Oh, yes, okay, because he was swell.
He was swell.
He was swell.
But his wife was a bitch.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you go ahead and you cast that Sandy Bullock. You know, she's so surly.
I hear she's married to some wacky motorcycle guy.
Oh, is it Jesse James or somebody? One of those guys?
Going down in flames.
Oh, God. Gee, all right, before you make me throw up, let's bring our guest on, shall we?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, you want a little, shall I try dialing music for once?
No, I don't think you should even use Skype.
Oh, really? Well, you know what? I talked to the man before you using Skype. So let's just see if it works.
No.
Too bad. That's all right. I don't mind being an idiot. I'm used to it. That's what being on the radio is all about. Something like that.
You ask if he gets an echo and we'll recall him.
Okay. Hello? Joe Blow.
Hey.
Welcome to Talk Radio X.
Woo!
Wait, all right.
Radio down.
All right, wait. There you go.
Wow.
Okay, so all right, now I have to ask you a question because the interns, are you hearing an echo? Does the audio sound fine to you?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. I was just going to say I can't hear myself.
Okay, we're going to call you back.
We will call you right back then. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Man, so you were right.
Stop using Skype.
How is it that you're right?
Stop it.
I don't even like you that much. That's the funny thing. You know?
Too bad we can't use our cell phone, because that's free to Canada.
It is?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
How do we get a free to Canada? Well, I'm asking.
It's just included.
No kidding.
Anywhere in the United States and Canada.
Oh. Wow. C'est la vie. Back to the old school. We should charge this up.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yes, dear. Whatever you say.
Don't call me, dear.
I'll call you anything I want to.
When placing a local call, it is now
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Did you not press one?
I guess I didn't. You know what? I'm not going to say. How does that sound? So in your face. And really, you didn't see, so what do you know anyway? You can't prove anything. And that's the important thing, is that you'll
You're
have
such
no...
such an amateur.
I know, it's total amateur hour tonight, right? But why should tonight be any different? Let's see what happens now. They're going to tell us to put in a country code and that we got to show our passports.
Hello?
Joe Blow!
Hey!
All right. How are we doing now?
Yeah, it sounds good now. All right.
Okay.
See, that's just the intern looking out for you.
Thanks, intern.
Somebody's got to look out for you. Okay. Oh. So, I got to ask you, how did you get started doing the JoeBlow.com?
All right. I started back in 1998. I just got out of school and I had some dinky job, and I was writing screenplays on the side, but I'd run into writer's block, so I decided to start writing movie reviews just for fun, and the whole internet thing was starting up at that time, so I started, just created this persona, Joe Blow, just a regular Joe. I was also really, I didn't like all the regular critics out there. Like 90% of them were like these old guys. They all hated, the teenage movies and horror movies and action movies. And I was like, there has to be somebody that likes these things. So,
they do keep making them.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it was the movie Armageddon that pissed me off the most, because I really liked that movie. And it ended up making $300 million or something in America, and all the critics hated it. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Can I swear here?
Yes, you sure can.
All right. So I was like, what the fuck's going on? It doesn't make sense. There's a lot of people going to see it, and yet the critics are all lacing it. So whatever. I put up my review, and we went from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now,
it's a much longer story, but that's how it started.
That's the nuts of it, huh?
That's the nuts of it, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now, I've been going to this site, I think, since, like, 99. I've been going there, every single day. I go to, like, all of this, especially now that I do this radio thing, because pretty much what I talk about is movies, and I just kind of, like, steal all your news stories and then talk about them on the air.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
Right.
So, now, there's all these other sites that kind of do what you do. There's a few other ones that are out there,
We don't have to name them. No.
Oh, that's true.
Go ahead.
Latino Review and Ain't It Cool News and all those sites that are out there, right?
Right.
Now, a little while ago, there was some little story incident that happened on one site where we don't have to name all the names here, but somebody was reporting about J.J. Abrams leaving the Star Trek project.
And then the
other side's like, no, that's not what's going on. And then they're kind of both going back and forth. Now, when this sort of thing happens, like, do you feel any obligation to get involved or to do anything about this? Or has this ever happened to you?
Yeah, actually, it's funny you say that. I do. The only obligation I feel is to stay away from shit like that. Honestly, I don't know, maybe it's the fact that we're up here in Canada and, we don't really touch base with a lot of these folks. I know most of the guys from all the other sites, actually. Most of them are really cool people. But we just don't get into, who has the bigger dick or whatever. It's basically we report the news. We try to report the news on Joe Blow. We try not to get into rumors at all or breaking scoops and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of the sites you mentioned, for example, they like to break scoops.
Yes.
So a lot of that stuff is based in rumors. A lot of that stuff is based on connections and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, sometimes they'll go head-to-head like that. But I think most times, I would say like 95% of the time, all the sites are cool with each other. So,
Okay. So it's kind of like a new thing, like a new medium, all of you internet guys. And how has the studios responded to you, if at all? Do you guys get invited to go to visit sets, or do you get any kind of exclusive ever?
Yeah, it's very funny, actually, because the first couple of years, it was like pulling teeth. We tried calling and emailing, and they didn't want nothing to do with us. They treated us like literally garbage, like whatever. Who are you guys online? Yeah, that won't be around in a couple of years. And then by 2001 or 2002, they were like, oh, there's actually people visiting these sites, and these are the same people who see our movies. So they put it all together, finally, and the last 3-4 years, it's almost the exact opposite, where we have to turn down stuff now.
Wow.
I'll get like 300-400 emails a day, and a lot of them are from studios and third-party companies inviting us to this, inviting us to that. Please cover this movie, here's an exclusive of this, here's an exclusive of that. So we actually have to pick and choose now, which is kind of fun.
Wow, that is so cool.
Really? Yeah. Oh. So, like, let me. Do you have like a regular job, or is this is the job?
Yeah, believe it or not, this is my job.
Man,
I hate you.
I know. He is living the life.
It's well, you know, I basically just sit in front of my computer all day. So after a while, it does get a little boring. But I'm not going to complain because honestly, it is a really cool job. You wake up in the morning, or in my case, the afternoon, and you know, every day is different. Like I said, there's always different kind of emails. I'll get phone calls from studios sometimes, kind of asking us to pull shit down and or inviting us to go to London or whatever. So it's hey, so far so good, you know.
So what's the biggest story that you ever had to pull down?
That was probably we got an early Fantastic Four video footage, and at that point nobody had even seen costumes or what they look like or whatever. Wow. We actually had video footage. Of about 20 seconds of, you know, whatever, Jessica Alba getting, well, not naked, but invisible there.
Right.
And that dude, I was going to say the Flash, but he's not the Flash. He's
the Human Torch.
The Human Torch and all that. So it was funny because we actually put it up on a Sunday, and, you know, the studios are, you know, obviously very closed on Saturday and Sunday, but, like, my phone was ringing off the hook. I got emails left and right, and I won't name names, but it was getting to the point where, you know, it was getting ugly, and
wow.
Pulled it down after a while, and
wow.
You know, they promised they would give us another exclusive later on or something.
So are you obligated to pull it down, or, you know, can you tell them, no, screw off, I don't feel like pulling it down?
Yeah, it's a tricky thing. I'm sure all the other sites will feel the same way, but, like, we got that footage, you know, we didn't steal it, we didn't, you know, somebody just emailed it to us, basically,
right.
Some insider, some guy from their studio, so it's kind of their fault, you know, like, somebody on your end screwed up, or your privacy, you know, you guys should work on your security issues, but I got it in my email, so, you know, we got it, we posted it, but yeah, I think at some point there's a legal issue, especially when it comes to video, because there's copyright and whatnot.
Right.
So first they ask nicely, then they'll maybe try to bribe you or whatever, and then they'll get serious, and then they'll start sending you legal letters and whatnot. So also, these are people that I'm dealing with day to day, so you don't want to piss them off too much, you know?
Right, yeah, I was just thinking about that. I'm sure that comes into play. I mean, you don't want them not giving you anything in the future.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
Okay, now, let's get to some Oscar picks here.
All right.
Because I know of an Oscar contest that's on the internet right now.
Yeah,
I'm looking to fill out my card, but I could use some advice on which movies to pick.
Oh, yeah? What can you win in your contest?
You know, why don't you tell me what I could win in my contest?
Well, sir, the person with the highest points will win. Well, as you know, we're running an Oscar prediction contest. I guess that's what you're alluding to.
Yes, sir. That is what I'm alluding to right there on JoeBlow.com.
JoeBlow.com. Go there and you can enter for free and you can win a video iPod, basically. Whoever gets the highest score gets a video iPod. But mostly people are doing it for fun. I think we got like 3,000 entries just today alone. So it's you know, it's going to be cool.
Okay. Now,
what do you want to know?
Okay, now, what would be your advice on Best Picture?
Okay, well, I'll tell you one thing. I have a difference in opinion when it comes to who is gonna win and who I want to win. But you want to know who is gonna win.
You know what?
I want to know who Joe Blow would want to win.
All right, let's do both.
If I could ever get it.
Let's do both. There you
go. Let's do both.
Okay, Best Picture.
Yes.
I think Babel is going to win Best Picture.
Wow, okay.
Because the Oscar people love that kind of shit, right? They love the redemption. They love those intertwining stories, the character studies and whatnot.
That's true. It does fit the mold. Absolutely.
Yeah. I would like Little Miss Sunshine because I thought it was a really fun movie. And the girl is adorable in it, as well as everybody else. Or, of course, The Departed. But I find The Departed... I like the movie a lot, don't get me wrong, and I'm a huge Martin Scorsese fan, but I really get a feeling the Oscar people are so ashamed of what they've done to him over the past 10, 20 years.
Yes.
Never given him an Oscar. They're like, let's just do this now, you know? Because I don't think the movie necessarily is an Oscar type of movie. I mean, it's a crime mob movie. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how it can be up for Best Picture at the Oscars. It doesn't seem to fit.
Well, this
if it wins, it wins. Yeah, it'd be great. But Martin Scorsese is definitely winning Best Director, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. You know, though, I mean, hasn't all Scorsese films been kind of in that same mold? I mean, maybe other than, you know, like Gangs. Well, I guess more Gangs is...
Most of them, like, I don't know, actually, that's Goodfellas did get nominated, that's true. But Goodfellas was, like, at that time, it stood out on its own.
That's
true. Casino, that was a good movie, but didn't really get nominated. Gangs in New York, I don't know. I didn't like that movie, but a lot of other people seemed to like it. Yeah. Anyway, this is definitely his year, for sure.
Okay, so I'm already writing down Scorsese for Best Director. Now, would that also be who you want to win?
Yeah, in terms of Best Director, absolutely. Although I would have liked Guillermo del Toro to win, but he's not nominated, so...
No.
I don't think it's going to happen, yeah?
No, yeah, probably not. Being nominated is a big help in order to
apparently,
win.
Apparently it helps.
Yes. Okay, let's move on. Best Actor.
Best Actor, all right. You got Forest Whitaker, Peter O'Toole, Will Smith, Leo DeCap and Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
It's going to be, without a doubt, Forest Whitaker. It's kind of, actually, this year's Oscar is kind of boring. Pretty much everybody knows the top five categories who's going to win because they've been winning everything. So if it's somebody different, it'll at least be a surprise. But in this case, apparently it's a lock. It's Forest Whitaker.
Well, what about O'Toole?
I want Leonardo DiCaprio to win just because he's damn cute, right?
You know, okay, you say things like that, I'm going to cut it out, and then I'm just going to play it every so often on future shows.
Seriously, he's a good actor, you know. And Ryan Gosling, who also deserves to be recognized, so he's really good. He's the guy from The Notebook, by the way, if anybody doesn't know.
Okay.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead, Jess.
Do you think that, you know, O'Toole might be... I mean, I know he got an honorary once, but...
Right?
Don't you think
the intern knows their shit. Good stuff.
But don't you think he'd be kind of placed in the same situation as, like, Scorsese? You don't think
they're just... You know what? Some people are saying that, actually. Some people are saying that. But the movie itself, Venus, you know, was really under the radar. So unless they ship, which I think they do, they ship it out to all the Oscar, the people who vote for the Oscars, they actually send them the disc. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people watched it or how many people are going to feel sorry for him, but you're right. That might be an upset there, actually.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, though. That movie was very awkward.
Yeah. Oh, you saw it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and?
Awkward is the best way to put it.
Yeah, it's a very awkward film, but that doesn't mean it's not a very good movie.
No.
It's a good movie, and he's as good as you would expect him to be. And, you know, like, for my money, like, I would put, yeah, Whitaker first, but I just think in the back of my head, maybe as those old white Academy people fill out their cards, they'll say, you know, we've nominated this guy 8 times, and we've shined him every single time.
I know.
Yeah.
So, who knows? But I'm putting down Forest Whitaker, because that's what Joe Blow says.
No, it's a good point about Peter O'Toole. And, in fact, I would definitely say if he was not nominated, or if he did not get that honorary statue a couple of years ago, he would definitely have won.
Okay.
Just like Denzel Washington a few years ago for Training Day, which kind of didn't make sense, but I think they felt sorry for him. Or not Dustin Hoffman, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Or,
perfect, like, example.
Yeah, that was...
Of a woman, I think. And, you know, after a while, they kind of feel sorry for the person, and they give it to him, so, yeah.
Eventually, they're just going to start mailing them to people.
Yeah. We owe you one for years of service.
Okay, everybody's favorite, Best Actress.
Everybody's favorite.
Yes.
Right. Well, you know what I'm going to say, right? It's also a given.
Yes, I think I do, but I'll let you say it.
The Queen, my friend, Elton John. Helen Mirren. is going to win this one, according to everybody and their uncle. So
yes.
Forget that. Who I would want to win, I think the intern's going to pick this one off. Kate Winslet. Why?
Do tell.
Because she's very attractive. she's actually a great actress. She's also a great person, as I don't know if you guys have seen interviews with her and whatnot. She's really relatable. She's a regular person. But also, I think she's the youngest actress to get like 4 or 5 nominations so far in her career, so she's getting up there.
Yeah, you know what?
She got naked for the movie. I say again, she got naked for the movie.
Oh,
well,
no
say.
Kidding.
Well, I tell you what, I just love her American Express commercial.
I have not seen it.
Okay, well, it was like a year ago. I think you're out of luck.
Sorry.
You know what? I think it's funny about Kate Winslet. I think she's kind of moving into the category of with the Oscar nominations where Meryl Streep is now, where it's like. Since they don't have enough good roles for women, they just always nominate Meryl Streep. Yeah. Every year.
Judi Dench, which is one of the other nominees.
Yes, yeah. In fact, this year, that's pretty much what it all is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, you're right. I totally agree with that. Especially Judi Dench, though. I mean, really? She just gets on my nerves. She always plays the same fucking character. So how great of an actress are you if you're always playing the queen or some old British lady? Why don't you come here to America, play a housewife or something? And I'll be impressed.
Yeah, I guess they have the regulars this year, huh?
I just out of curiosity, have you seen The Queen?
I was going to make an easy gay joke there, but I won't. No, I have not, actually. It's sitting in my room right here, right next to me. I can see it, and yet I'm staying away.
You know, it's the same thing with me. It's nominated. It won Golden Globes, and I'm just
that's what Joe Blow's all about, you know, staying away from
movies. Right? Exactly. No,
seriously, though, I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me, and I have so many movies to watch, unfortunately. My mom watched it last week. She actually was not that impressed, so.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that I just figured, well, I'm sure it's a very good movie. I'm sure if I saw it, I would be able to appreciate it. But, you know, there's so many other things I'd rather see right now. That will always be. There'll always be something else I'd rather see.
Exactly.
Right?
I couldn't agree more, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I could watch The Queen, but you know what? There's a Growing Pains marathon on right now. So.
He's company.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I tell you what. Joe Blow should watch that movie and blow the lid on it and tell everybody how it stinks.
Really? It's not good?
I don't know.
She's just being difficult.
All right.
Okay, next up, Best Supporting Actor.
Best Supporting Actor. All right. Eddie Murphy, Alan Arkin, Mark Wahlberg, Jaimin Hansu, and Jackie Earle Haley. Looks like Eddie Murphy's going to win this one.
Really? Okay.
Although, apparently, a lot of people are saying ever since the release of Norbit, that might have kind of drowned a little bit of his potential. But I don't see any of the other ones really standing out, to be honest with you, other than the guy from Little Children, Jackie Earle Haley, who I want to win.
Just because you're a big Kelly Leak fan, is that why?
What's that?
Just because you're all about the Kelly Leak?
Yeah, and he's very good looking, so no, I'm kidding. He was actually really good in the movie, without a doubt, and he's actually a child actor. He was the cool kid from the first Bad News Bears. I don't know if you guys go back way back then, but... He's grown up now. He had a lot of issues in his life, and he plays a pedophile in the film, but he plays a sympathetic pedophile, if that makes any sense on any level.
Well, yeah, I could see it, especially with him.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny. It's one of those things, because I haven't seen that movie, and when I saw the nominations come out, it's just like you go, Jackie Earle Haley, wait a minute.
Yeah.
From Bad News Bears and losing it? That Jackie Earle Haley?
Oh, so you know him. Cool.
Oh, yeah. Now, for an Oscar? Get out of here. What's going on? All right.
What's this world coming to?
The gag?
Right.
All right. So, let's see. Best Supporting Actress.
Even that one.
God, where are the women?
Jennifer Hudson, apparently. That's what everybody's saying.
Yes.
There's two chicks from Babel that are nominated. Okay. I think they'll kind of balance out each other's votes. Kate Blanchett is another one, like we were mentioning earlier.
Yeah.
I think she just gets nominated every year, no matter what she does. Although, in her defense, she actually does also, she plays a lot of different kinds of characters.
Well, that's true.
I think she came over and played some American roles and whatnot. And the other one, the fifth actress, which is the one I'd love to see win, is the little girl from Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, true. Oh, yes. True, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if she'll win, but it looks like Jennifer Hudson on this one, but I'd love Abigail Breslin to win.
You know, let me ask you something. When you were watching Little Miss Sunshine, and like, the end came on, the whole beauty pageant thing, did your jaw just drop?
Yeah, but go ahead.
I'm not going to ruin it, I promise.
I'm really against spoilers, that's right, but go ahead.
No, I'm not. That's as far as I'm going. Did your jaw drop? Like, did it just even make the movie, like, 100% better for you?
You know what? It was, yeah, I did have that feeling, which is very rare, which is something, you know, I complain about on the site a lot, right? That movies nowadays, the past 2-3 years have really been shit overall. Like,
oh, yeah.
Hollywood
yeah.
movies coming out with, you know, remakes or remakes and remakes and, yeah. TV shows and sequels. But, yeah, like you said, when that thing came on and you're like, you would never see this in a Hollywood movie.
No.
An independent movie, Little Miss Sunshine. You would never see something so unusual, something so out there. Like The Fountain, for example, which was one of the few movies that came out this year that was a little bit out there and released by the studios. But, yeah, absolutely. I was smiling. I was like, I can't believe they're actually showing this in a movie. It's crazy.
It was
anybody who hasn't seen it should rent it just for that.
That was awesome.
And, no, the whole movie is good, though. I mean,
it was.
You know, it's got laughs. It's got a little bit of drama, a little bit of everything, I think.
And Alan Arkin as an old man. As an old fuck-throwing around man.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
he
so
loves
funny.
His drugs.
I know.
I was going to say, you know, he's always playing an old man these days. I think.
No. Not that kind of old man.
Yeah.
Okay, so next up on the list is Best Original Screenplay.
All right, we got The Queen, Little Miss Sunshine, Babel, Letters from Iwo Jima, and Pan's Labyrinth. Well, I think Little Miss Sunshine is going to win this one, actually, because they tend to give Best Original Screenplay to like the indie film because they'll give them nothing else.
Yes.
But we'll give you the original screenplay because you're original. I think Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind might have won it. I'm not sure, but it's always a movie that's really out there, and they'll give them nothing else. But we'll give you the screenplay. But I think that's Little Miss Sunshine. But I'd love to see Pan's Labyrinth win, just because it was my favorite movie of last year.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. I love Guillermo del Toro also, the director. He's just all-around kick-ass individual.
You know, we saw that movie about, what, 3 weeks ago?
What did you guys think?
Yeah.
I thought it was, you know, it was definitely not what I thought it was going to be. You know, you kind of go into it feeling like it's going to be this, you know, maybe like sort of a Bridge to Terabithia, you know, where they go to this fantasy land. It was so intertwined with reality that it was... It was surprising, so you kind of hate going to movies where you can guess everything, so that was cool about it.
You guys liked it, though.
Oh, yeah. It was. I have never seen a movie like that in my entire life. And, you know, you got to love when that happens.
And he wrote it completely. He wrote it from, like, you know, from scratch, and, you know, he created all that. I mean, it's all his mind, and, I mean, I think he's one of the best Mexican. He's working in the States, so, yeah.
No, it was a good movie. It was very graphic. Goodness.
Yeah, it's true. I tend to forget there's actually a lot of blood and stuff, too, in it.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of sewing and stabbing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And bashing
there is
people
some
in
sewing.
The face with,
it's not for
bottles.
The kids, even though, like, the poster might kind of look like it's a little girl, like a... what do you call it? Alice in Wonderland type thing? You know?
Yeah, I wonder how many times if that's happened. People bringing their kids to the movie and then like halfway through they gotta leave because someone's getting beaten to death.
Yeah.
Right. Like even maybe Little Miss Sunshine. I can imagine like maybe parents starting to watch that with their kids and go, no, maybe this is not for the kids.
Yeah, right.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Okay. Next up, Best Adapted Screenplay.
All right, we got The Departed, Little Children, Notes on a Scandal. Borat, wow. And Children of Men. Actually, I don't think Borat should be there. I really like the movie and everything, but everybody knows most of it was ad-libbed, so...
Yeah, I can imagine it's less of a screenplay.
Yeah, but it's derived.
It's very weird. I think even there, they didn't give him the best actor. I was really hoping they would give him a nomination as best actor, because, you know, he was playing a character. He wasn't himself, so uh-huh. I don't know why they didn't give him that, so they figured, let's give him this.
Yeah, that one, I think... Like I said, it'd be nice if Borat won, but I'm pretty sure The Departed will win. You know what? There's an outside chance they might give it to Children of Men because that movie got kind of stiffed at the Oscars. A lot of people really liked that movie. For our own Golden Schmo Awards, which are the Joe Blow Awards, it was nominated for 9 different categories, actually. A lot of people on our site really loved Children of Men. Did you guys see that?
We tried to, like... 3 weeks in a row we tried to go see it and just never got around to it.
Something,
and it was gone.
Yes, I know, and it was gone very quickly down here. Within 4 weeks it was gone.
Yeah, I don't know. I think even the studio kind of underestimated it, I think. I don't know. I give it like a 7 out of 10. I enjoyed it, but a lot of people are really going nuts. They're like, you know, they're thinking it's going to be a classic in a few years, but we'll see.
Okay.
Actually, I got a funny little quick story for you.
Oh.
We bought tickets to see Children of Men, but turned out we were there an hour early. Like, we misread the time, so instead...
Oh, we were like an hour and a half early.
So instead we just saw Rocky Balboa.
Because that was...
Oh!
Yeah, because that was starting. So it was like 10 o'clock, and I think Children of Men started at like 11:30 or something like that. And I was like, okay, well, we can sit here for 90 minutes, or we could suck it up and see Rocky.
Which, was it worth it? Rocky
was okay. What'd you think? Yeah. It was all right.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It was disappointing in the fact that it wasn't as bad as I hoped it would be.
Yeah, you kind of...
Okay. I wonder if they could use that quote on the poster on the DVD cover.
Yeah, I kind of hoped. I was like, well, you know, maybe we could go and laugh at it. But actually, it turned out to be a lot better than I thought it was going to be as well. So.
That's what we've been hearing, you know?
Okay. Let's see. Next on the list here is Best Original Score.
You know what I just realized? If I go through this whole list and people take my picks, I might have to give out like 100 different iPod videos to come true.
All right. We'll end after...
Well, you know what? You could pick the hottest girl in the end. How about that?
Yeah. is there such a category? We have a... I think we have a category in our movie awards called the Best TNA of the Year.
The Best TNA?
Okay, what's the Best TNA of the Year?
Best TNA this year, the winner was, for 2006, the winner was Kate Beckinsale for Underworld 2.
Oh, Beckinsale, yeah.
Yeah, and the runner-up was Evergreen from Casino Royale.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes, yes.
I personally would have wanted Kate Winslet to win. Again, if you watch Little Children, you'll know what I'm talking about. Great movie.
So, all right, though, is there any truth to the rumors that you just, that you always put an Oscar campaign for Selma Hayek every year?
You know, I don't like to get too much into details about Selma Hayek. There's a legal, but, needless to say, I do have an affection for the lady, and, yeah, let's just leave it at that. I really like her. I find her attractive. And,
that's awesome.
Okay.
I actually ran into her at an airport.
No kidding.
I ran into her at an airport when I was returning from the Cannes Film Festival. I was at the airport and she was standing in line, like literally the same line as I was. She was getting on the same plane as I was. And I had to talk to her. And I was with my friend, the Arrow, who works on the site as well. And he was just forcing me. He was like, dude, you will never have this chance ever again. And it's true. I would never have that chance. So I actually did go up to her, and I don't remember what I said, man. I said something really stupid.
I really like you.
Can I have a picture with you or something stupid? I really like your work or something. Kind of looked at me and...
Fool's Rush Hill is my favorite movie.
It was early in the morning. Like, you can literally see my breath. You know, it was like the last... It was the day after the last night of Cannes, so we were kind of posted, as you can imagine. And... It was very ugly. It was very ugly. But she was very nice. She was gracious. She told me to fuck off in a nice way. She just said, no, thank you. No, thank you for that. And that was it. And then I gave her a Joe Blow card, and I walked away. No, I didn't. I should have, though.
Well, I tell you, when I saw her in Dusk Till Dawn, I was like, that is the world's most beautiful woman.
She is. She's attractive. And is it me or are her boobs getting bigger? Like, I don't mean to be sexist here, but... Wow, they were never that big a few years ago. I mean, something's going on. Right? Intern, talk to me.
All right.
Go, girl.
I'll pay attention and I'll get back to you. How about that?
We'll have to investigate this further, I think.
They were like B cups or a B or C, and now they're like double Ds, man. Trust me.
The power of Kleenex.
I want to send you some email. No, it's real live. Give me your email address. I want to send you some shots because it's crazy.
Please do. Dan@talkradiox.com.
Dan's all for it.
I am all for it. All right. Now, you know what? Let's talk about just some other movies from last year. What was the worst movie that you saw last year?
I hate to say it, actually, because I really liked the guy, and I was looking so much forward to seeing his movie. The guy who did Donnie Darko, Richard Kelly.
Oh, Southland Tales.
Exactly. It's a follow-up to Donnie Darko, and I happened to see an early screening at Cannes Film Festival. I was really looking forward to it. It's almost a three-hour movie. It stars The Rock and Sarah Michelle Gellar. Very, you know, kind of weird. Like I was telling you earlier, I like movies like that. I like, you know, something different. Mm-hmm. But dude, it was so fucking different. It was like different bad, not different good, different bad.
Yeah.
And I was actually with the Arrow when he walked out like after an hour and a half, and we walk out of movies. So.
Well, you know what? Let me ask you. My favorite part of Donnie Darko is
the soundtrack, the score. I love that music. I love the Joy Division, the New Order, you know, the Echo and the Bunnymen. Was the music good?
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned it, because funnily enough, if I remember correctly, in my review, I said something to that effect of, I give it a 3 on 10, and I think I said I give it 1 point for The Rock, because he rules, and another point for something else, and then the third point was for the music. I said the music kicks ass.
So. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, but just in his defense, apparently he's in the editing room as we speak. He's cutting it down to like an hour and 40 minutes or something.
Wow.
And they're gonna release it in the States. I still don't know how they're gonna release it, if it's gonna go straight to DVD or theaters, but it's not gonna be the same version I saw, so hopefully it'll be much, much better.
Now, do you think that by editing it down, they can make it into something worthwhile?
No. No, I honestly wish I did. There's so many fucking, there's like a million different stories going on at the same time. It's like 30 different stories, and after a while I was like, dude, and unless he cuts out like 10 or 20 of the stories, and I don't know how he's gonna make the rest of it work. It's so ambitious. I don't know, I just feel really bad for guy. I hope he's able to pull it off. And in fact, if he's able to pull it off, I'll really
give him props.
I'll be happy for the guy, but I don't know if he's gonna be able to.
Now, it was worse than the Black Dahlia.
Well, did you guys see Domino?
No, but we really wanted to.
Was Domino a bad movie? I heard it was.
Well, the thing with Domino is, I also kind of like that one, but it's also written by Richard Kelly. And it almost has the same problem as Southland Tales. It's got so many different stories going on. The movie's actually pretty good, but it has so many different stories. They're like, I don't care about these people. Why are you talking about these people? You know, they have to cut it down. So it kind of had the same problem, but also Southland Tales is it's also sci-fi, it's also fantasy, it's also action. There's way too many genres. And,
so it's just everywhere.
Yeah, it was too ambitious. Like I said, I really love ambitious movies, but it was just way, and it didn't look like anybody restrained him. It looked like everybody said, oh, this is the guy who did Donnie Darko. He can do anything. Let's just let him run with it. And I think there should have been somebody there to say, dude, this is going overboard. This is nuts, you know. But anyway, who am I? I'm just a fucking deal blow.
It's like M. Night Shyamalan getting, you know, whatever he wanted after the Sixth Sense.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And now he has to get back in the line and start listening to people now.
I know people are more interested in my screenplays these days than his.
Yeah, join the club, my friend.
That's right. Now, you were that's interesting that you were there when they... Now, wasn't the Cannes reaction to that movie, like, overwhelmingly negative?
For Southland Tales?
Yeah, like, I heard people were, like, booing and like, you know...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the one thing about Cannes is people literally, they'll boo, or they'll get up and walk out, but booing is the main thing. They'll get up, they'll boo, and they continue to boo. Like, it makes a difference if it's a minute of booing or 2 minutes of booing. I'm telling you, it's very organized over there.
Like, what does it sound like? They just get up and they go, boo!
Yeah, but then there'll be like a couple of people in the audience who liked it, and they'll start clapping, and then the people booing will go louder.
It's like, it's
bedlam. Well, that's what happened in Marie Antoinette. It was really half and half. Half the audience, who was French, I think, really hated it, so they were booing, and the other half was like American, and they really loved it, so they were like standing up. It was really, it was funny.
So how did you feel about Marie Antoinette?
I was right in the middle, actually. I thought, I don't know if you saw it, but I think you'll appreciate it, because the music I thought was really cool, and the visuals and all that kind of stuff, but there was no story, really. It was just, you know, it's just a girl walking around a castle for 2 hours, you know.
Well,
eating cake.
Well, all right, if the music's good, I'll watch it.
Yeah, the music kicks ass. There's Joy Division and all that kind of stuff. The Cure.
Awesome.
There you go. All right. All right, now... Coming up this year, there's a lot of big... All right, I've been reading a lot about the big... in May, we're going to have Spider-Man 3 and Pirates of the Caribbean 3 and Shrek 3. And they're all going to be in like a giant cage death match.
Right.
So, all right, now, which movie is Joe Blow going to see? If you got to pick one. What are you seeing first?
If I had to choose only one?
Yeah.
Are you talking only about all the sequel craps, or just in general?
Just those three movies right there.
Pirates, Shrek, and what was the third one?
Spider-Man 3.
Oh, Spider-Man, without a doubt.
What?
That was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous?
Yes, it was ridiculous.
Hey, look.
Pirates 2 is like one of the highest grossing movies of all time, but...
Oh.
See?
Okay. All right.
See?
Sorry.
What's going on? Is there an inside bet going on there?
Well, no, he just put Spider-Man 3 up against anything.
No, I didn't. Okay, see, they're all coming out like within 2 weeks of each other.
Right.
So it's been kind of like made into like a big deal there, Jess.
Oh, okay.
So I figure, well, let me get the guy who's actually telling me how it's a
all
big
right.
deal, how they're all going against each other, and see
right.
which one he would choose.
All right.
Does that justify my question?
That
for
justifies
you?
It. Yes.
Okay, I'm glad I can make you happy.
You guys need to work this out.
I know.
Right.
Sorry for the banter.
that's how we roll. Okay, next. What other movies this year are you really looking forward to that are going to be coming out?
Well. I think you already know about Grindhouse.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Grindhouse, which is the Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez,
double feature.
I actually just read yesterday that they're going to release it as two movies in the rest of the world. But in America, they're going to release it as one big 3-hour movie, I think. But in Europe and everywhere else, they're going to release it as two separate movies. So.
It looks very, insane.
yeah. So that, there's 300, which I'm looking forward to, which is coming out in a couple of weeks, actually. Zodiac, which is David Fincher's latest, which is also coming out in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Fuzz, which is, what?
That's from the guys from Shaun of the Dead, right?
Yeah. Exactly. It's Edgar Wright and those dudes, and apparently the early word on the street is really, really good. Black Snake Moan, because you get Christina Ricci chained up.
Oh, that's right.
You can't pass
and
that up.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say, and I think that's all you need to say. So.
Right.
But, I don't know, there's little ones, there's Fred Claus, which is coming out the end of the year, which is the comedy starring Vince Vaughn as Santa Claus's brother or something.
Yeah, have you seen anything more than that little trailer of them bantering on the couch?
No, I think that's all that's out there right now, but I just love Vince Vaughn's kind of humor, so he pretty much has me everywhere.
He has you at Hello?
He has me at Hello, yeah. That's one of my favorite movies, actually, Jerry Maguire.
Oh, really? We were just talking about Jerry Maguire.
I love Jerry Maguire.
What was I gonna say? No, that trailer.
Right.
It was so funny to me. Some trailers just get you, you know, and that one.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't wait till next Christmas.
Yeah, no, they did a good job on that, definitely.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of sequels coming out this summer, as you mentioned already, three of them. There's Rush Hour 3 also, Die Hard 4, Fantastic Four 2, Ocean's 13 or 14, I guess.
I think we're up to 27 now, actually.
Yeah. I think people are bored of that one. I think Pirates is kind of... I think people kind of had enough of the second one, but whatever. I'm sure the third one will do all right, too.
All right. Now, let me ask you. What's with this trend in films these days with all these damn remakes?
I know, dude. I know. Look at Halloween, man. It's turning into a freaking joke.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I read the other day, remaking Spies Like Us? Are they just remaking anything?
Dude, it's horrible. I find it even more reprehensible when they do remakes of movies like that, like Halloween. Like, dude, it's like a classic horror movie. Leave it alone, you know? I mean, I don't mind if they remake crappy movies and try to make a better version of it, maybe. But even then, just call it something else. Come up with your own idea, you know? I mean, I don't know. I'm totally against it. I can go off on that, like, forever. I'm just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm,
okay.
Well, there's a P.T. Anderson movie coming out this year, and he's will do, There Will Be Blood, it's called. He's the guy who did Boogie Nights and Magnolia, one of my favorite movies of all time as well. There's American Gangster, which is a Ridley Scott movie, and he's usually also really good. Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe, which is a pretty good lineup.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. That is coming out this year. And what about this movie I read about, Shoot 'Em Up, with Clive Owen?
Yeah, and my other favorite lady,
I love Clive Owen.
Dude, I received a DVD for a movie called Melina over the weekend. Have you seen it?
No, what is that?
It stars Monica Bellucci, and just pick it up. But it's getting good word of mouth, and that one looks pretty cool too, actually. The trailer looks really awesome, and I like Clive Owen. He's always good in what he does.
I love Clive Owen.
Calm it down there.
All right.
Now back to your site here for a second. Who runs the column, The Bottom Shelf?
You know what? We have about 20 or 25 people working on the site now. I'll be honest with you. A lot of the columns are run by different people. And in the case of The Bottom Shelf, her name is Sarah. It's a girl.
All right. Now listen. When I read, like, the first one, I remember when that column started, right? And somewhere among the first one...
You're such a
nerd. I am such a nerd. I'm such a movie nerd. It's embarrassing. Like, I'm restraining myself. One of the first ones, I saw Summer School listed, right?
It was, yeah, yeah.
Right?
I remember that.
And I thought, okay, I kind of see what this column is going with. So I remember I wrote in an email. And I said, listen, if you're going to go ahead and throw Summer School on this list, you got to go ahead and you got to put one of my favorites, Let It Ride, on the list. And I got a response like, yeah, you know, I forgot about that movie. I'll check it out and blah, 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 blah. And here it is. This last week was bottom shelf number 94. And still no damn Let It Ride.
You know what? I've actually never heard of Let It Ride. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it's from the 80s. It's got Richard Dreyfuss and Jennifer Tilly. And,
okay, now I remember. Yeah, I remember the cover on the video store shelves. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, we had the writer of the book as a guest one night. He also did Quick Change, which is with Bill Murray, and
he's
robbing the bank, and Funny Farm, too.
Okay.
Well, he wrote the books, so someone else wrote the screenplays.
Well, I've never seen Let It Ride, to be honest, so I can't say, but I can pass it along.
Please do. Let her know that people out there who read the site on a daily basis...
Hang on. I don't want Zara to get upset at me, but I'll say this much. When the column started, it was another guy writing it. We actually changed about halfway, so it wasn't her that you probably sent that email to, so...
See, I thought it was a guy. That's when he said Zara, I was like, oh, wow, I remember thinking it was like a guy, like named John or something.
Initially was. You're right. You are correct, sir.
Yeah, there you go.
He's got a memory like an elephant. It kills me.
Only about stupid things like you know, like Let It Ride.
You're
my friend. Okay, now, Joe, I'm going to ask you for a personal favor.
Okay, I can't make you
all
very well.
All right. How are we doing there, Jess?
I'm hearing a big echo.
How about now? This is the technical difficulty show.
It most certainly is. You know.
It'd be funny if I was just fucking with you guys, but I'm not.
No, we can tell because.
I can't hear you. I'm hearing an echo. That's all.
Are you still?
No, now it's okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you could just do me a favor and say hi, this is Joe Blow, and you're listening to Talk Radio X.
Hi, this is Joe Blow, and you're listening to Talk Radio X.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Joe Blow, thank you so much for coming on the show with me tonight and talking movies. I had a great time.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, no, thank you.
All right, thanks, intern.
Have a good night.
Bye.
All right, ciao.
That was awesome.
That was awesome, and you know what's really awesome? Is that whole part where we had the technical difficulty will not make it to the podcast.
No. It'll be cut out.
It'll be edited, and so will this conversation. Yeah. Anyway, thanks to Joe Blow for coming on and talking with us. Another good guest, another good night for us, I think. What do you think?
I think so as well. He sounds like someone I want to hang out with, you know?
Yeah, he comes across exactly as he seems on the website, just like a regular guy who's watching movies, who has a passion for movies.
True.
Anyway, thank
you.
You
know, we didn't
get
to do the DVD.
The DVD, which, by the way, in case anyone's ever wondering, the DVD list that I read to Jessica every Tuesday, and I do this, if you're a first-time listener, on Tuesday night we go over the DVD list, and I buy her a DVD every week as payment because, you know, you don't really have to pay your interns. And I get it from JoeBlow.com. I actually go to that website and I get his DVD list because, I don't know, I like that one the best. And I've seen him on other sites, but that's my favorite one.
Well, I like
maybe because
it
has the pictures, I think.
Yeah.
It has the pictures, and then also the ones that don't have the pictures are usually the ones that I know
shouldn't
you would
have the
yeah, like you'd never pick. Like MacGyver season 7 would be on there.
But wait a minute, that's my favorite season.
Oh, hush up already. All right. We'll be back here again tomorrow night at 9 p.m. with that DVD list. So, Jessica? Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm totally screwing up my ending here. All right, wait. Okay, take two. Ready?
Yes.
Say goodnight, Jessica.
Good night, Jessica.
Yamma, 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 yamma. Whoopee-doo, Scooby-Doo, and gobbledygook.